Well, we continue in Bismarck with a fantastic week. Today's the third and final day of the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. Galen Becker joining me. Do we call you a doctor, Galen Becker? Do we call you a musician? Do we call you a solution provider? What do you want me to call you, Galen?
Any of the above suffice. Galen is fine.
Just don't call you late for lunch, huh?
That's about it.
You can tell it's a festive occasion. We're here dining, and we're going to try to create some solutions. We'll talk to Galen in a moment. First, I want to remind you about Certified Piedmontese. You have the option to buy quality, high-quality beef anywhere. It's all safe. But if you want to be guaranteed that it's tender every single time, go to the website and you can order. And the best part of the deal, you don't need to go to the store. We deliver the tender beef to your door. Details at CP Beef, CP, short for Certified Piedmontese.com. Galen, first of all, let's talk about your entertaining. I see it's got a list of genres here, a little blues, a little gospel, a little German. You're going to start singing German for us now?
I've been singing German for about 8 years. I'm part of a German group, and I'm one of the younger ones, the fifth dementia. And we sing at the Germans from Russia Historical Society annual conference in July every year.
That's fantastic. I didn't know that existed. I'm glad we're having this conversation. How did that begin?
Fifth dementia started. I was the first student in many years for a guy named John Gross of Napoleon. He's 99 right now, and he's not singing with us anymore. But back in 16, he asked me after I performed in Steel if I would be a student through the North Dakota Council of the Arts. He gets paid something, I don't, student. Then after that for a year, we have to perform. And then during that year, I said, why don't you have your nephew, Joe Gross, who's going to be coming here shortly, because he sings bass in the church choir. So he was the next student. And the following year, got another one. And so there's five of us, former students of his, passing on the German heritage in some of the songs and stories.
99, that's incredible. Long life in Napoleon, North Dakota.
For some people.
Yeah. You and I share a passion in making sure that people understand all of the ramifications on the CO2 pipeline. How are we doing?
We've got a strong core group of people that are trying to let people know what the implications are for a dangerous, hazardous pipeline that's under supercritical pressure and what it could do if it blows up. And so we talk, we meet, and we try to attend all the hearings and provide feedback.
You know, it goes past a lot of farms and ranches, and I have every degree of empathy for that. But when you go past the second largest town in the state of North Dakota and you plan to just willy-nilly go right through it, people need to take notice.
Yes, they do. My residence is 6.5 miles from the pipeline in East Bismarck, and it's Artesia, Mississippi. People were falling over at a distance of 16 miles. When it was only 1,400 PSI versus 2,100.
It's time everybody get informed to make sure this land grab just flat disappears. Thank you, Galen. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you for all you do.
And we're going to start the German singing here directly. Loose tails, be gentle, stay firm.